sitting like a mountain, mountain has a strength and solidity, and yet is in complete surrender to the gravity of the earth. Nowhere in the body of the mountain there's a place which resists surrender. The strength of the mountain is not based on will. It is the strength of reality. Similar with our soul, she has a strength of reality. solidification of our identity and surrender into the beyond are very different. And yet, the more empowered is our identity, the deeper is embodied our light. The more profound becomes our surrender. The more we can penetrate the depth of the unmanifested. The unmanifested is like an ocean. We can just touch the surface or dive deep down, enter that vast space of absence. Only identity, which is made of universal light, can survive. On the other side, can actually live in absence. Any me would be dissolved. Would vanquish just touching the surface of that ocean. Those who want to surrender, bypassing the process of awakening of their true self, are simply mindless. It is more like they are trying to commit suicide using spirituality. Calling constantly seeking through our evolution, exploration, guidance, the precise balance between presence and absence, awakening and surrender. Awakening opens the door to the vertical plane. And surrender enables us to reach a higher degree of awakening. Because to be our ultimate self, we must be absorbed in the source of creation. That's why awakening of the soul is not static. It's not that you awaken your soul and that's final. The initial awakening of the soul is just a beginning of a very complex process. It is the stepping into the light of I Am. Awakening and then surrender. And then deeper awakening, and then deeper surrender, until awakening and surrender meet, merge in perfect samadhi. To be and not to be. To be neither present nor absent. To be conscious and beyond consciousness. Is the way the soul exists. Her creation and dissolution are simultaneous in each now.